up in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, very near to a real bad party town. There's a man who's quite the legend there on Glenwood, near 11th. That's Louis of Lee Liquorland. He bought it from a man named Lee, but he didn't change that sign, 'cause Louis thinks what really counts, what you got inside. From the open door to the crowded floor, it's the funnest place in town. Louis of Lee Liquorland. Yeah. Quite some time, I'm proud to say that he's a friend of mine. If you met him, well, he'd be your friend now. You never meet a kinder soul. When they made Louis, they broke that mold. That's Louis of Lee's Liquorland. He bought it from a man named Lee, but he didn't change the sign, 'cause Louis thinks what really counts is what you got inside. From the open door to the crowded floor, that's the funnest place in town. Louis, Lee's Liquorland. Hey, go see Louis of Lee's Liquorland. Hey, God bless you. Thank you so very much. Like I said, all right. Thank you. I write a lot about folks and the places I've been to. But here's a song I wrote that I haven't recorded yet. It's about something that happened to a friend of mine. Everybody here love Billy Joe Shaver music, I hope? Me too. I'm lucky enough to say that Billy's a friend of mine. He got in a little trouble down at a place called Papa Joe's, south of Waco, Texas. Some guy pulled a knife on him, so Billy pulled his gun on him. Proving one more time, you should never bring a knife to a gunfight. But also, the gentle outlaw that Billy is, before he shot him, he said, "Where do you want it?" At least that's what the papers said. So I wrote this song called "Where Do You Want It?" Then after I wrote it, I thought, well, wait a minute, you know, Billy, he's gotten jail over it and had to bail himself out, and he's about to have a court thing over it. So I called him up. I said, "Billy, I wrote this song." He said, "Oh, that's great. You like it?" I said, "Yeah, I like it a lot." He said, "Well, what's it called?" I said, "Where do you want it?" He said, "Oh, no, Dale, look." I said, "They said I said that, but I don't remember saying that." I said, "Well, Billy, I love you. I said, if you don't want me to ever do this song again, I won't." And of course, Billy said, "No, a song is like your children. You got to be proud of your children. You keep doing that song. Just tell folks until the court case is over that I don't remember saying it."